speech fundamentalist. We're reverting to being tribalist. The facts, they do really exist. There's a bias to the word terrorist. Every mass shooting is the deadliest. Gun control, social Darwinist. We're caught up in a Kafka's twist. Equality, not on your list. Political, you're nihilist. Your lack of actions, pure cowardice. Black lives, white nationalist. Nukes, wars, foreign Middle East. Wildfires and hurricanes persist.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Sneetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show you've ever heard that has been subtitled, ironically. We are being broadcast from the traditional territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people, and I did not say that the way I usually say that. And on today's show, again, this is the fourth installment or the fourth segment of my interview with Dan Miller, talking all about Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and Dan Miller. If only your name started with an S, it would just been would have flowed in nicely.
That alliteration would have been excellent.
Yes, we've talked about many different things. We've talked about like the geography. We've talked about the culture. We've talked about holidays. We've talked about like the education system, the driving system, all these kinds of things. And today I want to ask more about maybe still about Saskatchewan, but more kind of focused on you. You were kind of leading to this at the end of the last show, and I wanted to ask, what kind of shows did you watch when you grew up? I want to know if you watched the same shows, or if they were, if there's like a show you watched that I just like never heard of.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of TV growing up, but
neither did I.
Yeah, which I think is a good thing.
Yes, I agree. So, I was much more active as a kid.
Yeah, same. Especially like now, the amount, I swear now I watch more TV than I did when I was a kid. But I watched a lot of kids' shows. Nickelodeon was great. Yes, yeah, believe it or not. I watched SpongeBob a lot. I think everyone.
Everybody was a fan of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. I also watched this show called Big Comfy Couch.
Right.
You watched Big Comfy Couch?
I did. Okay, nice. I was a big fan of that show.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I don't really remember. I just remember there was a couch.
There was a couch, and there was, like, this clock thing that she would do. She would, like, lie on the ground and, like, do, like, okay, this many minutes until you have to tidy up.
Okay, it I remember like, the tidying up
there was,
part.
Like, during the day, you know, they would mess up the place. Yeah. And then it would be, like, okay, 15 seconds to clean it up. Yeah. It was never really 15 seconds. No. It was always longer than 15 seconds to actually clean it up.
I also watched, there's a show, I don't remember what channel it was on, but it was called Yvonne of the Yukon. And it was about this French explorer from, like, the 18th or 19th century who got frozen in a chunk of ice in the northern Canada. And they basically unthawed him. Or I guess thawed him, sorry. They thawed him out. And the whole story is like him trying to function in like this Inuit society as like a French guy from the 18th century. It's pretty funny.
Well, I never saw that show. It seems more, well, it's a very Canadian show.
Yeah, I think it must have been on CBC or something like that.
Maybe
yeah.
Discovery Channel or something
maybe,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like animated cartoons. So it was pretty funny. He was always wearing just underwear for some reason. Couldn't tell you why. But and he had that French accent. It was awesome.
Let's see. I definitely didn't see that show. I think mine was more, I don't know, stereotypical kind of shows like Nickelodeon or Nick. Or I think it was the like the abbreviation or the shortened version. It's just Nick. A lot of like Disney Channel, Pokemon, Digimon, all those kinds of things. Recess was a big show.
Oh, Recess was awesome.
Okay, great. You watched it too.
I love Recess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I always watched it either before school or after school. And when the movie came out, I remember my whole school was like going crazy for the movie.
It was a good movie too.
Yeah. I don't remember it too well. I remember like the characters, though I always kind of forget their names. It was like, there was Gretchen, there was TJ.
Mikey.
There was the girl who was always on the swing.
Oh,
there were the diggers. There was, like, the seventh grader who was seen, like, as the king of the playground.
King Bob.
Yeah, King Bob. There was the kindergartens who were portrayed as, like, savage little monsters. Maybe mothers would agree with that.
Yeah.
When I think back on it, I think it was a very multicultural show.
Yeah. It was surprisingly, like, I watched that movie again recently, and it's surprisingly, like, deep for a kids' movie. Like, you wouldn't expect, especially, I don't know, I think it's really cool that they put that much effort into creating a show that wasn't just entertaining, but also had, like, these meaningful messages behind it, especially, like, you were saying, like, that diversity.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see, especially from a show I'm pretty sure was, you know, American produced, and it's just cool to see that.
Well, maybe it was Canadian produced, but I don't know. Kind of day and age, you always hear about racism, you always hear about gender issues, and when I started thinking back on that show, like over the weekends, me and my brothers would just like watch something together, and sometimes we kind of reminisce about like our childhood, like, oh, do you remember when we did this or did that? And sometimes we land on like different shows growing up, and then maybe we'd watch, like, maybe we YouTube like the show and see, like, play like a moment and see if we remember it, and like see if we can remember aspects of the show. And when we were watching Recess, we were watching like funny moments of Recess or best moments of Recess or something like that. And I remember thinking it was more diverse than I remember, because there were, like, different sizes of kids. There were, like, kids who were, what's the politically correct word, who were obese or...
Okay, bigger.
Bigger than the other kids, others who were, like, really thin or almost stick-like, and, you know, there was white, black, and, I guess mixed races are also... There was just all this diversity in it. And when I think back on it today, I'm, like, surprised that there was actually a show like that. And it was very popular.
Yeah, and it was well made, too. Yes. Like, really well done. But, like, even if that show started now, I feel like people would be like, wow, like, look at how progressive the show is. Like, you got two main female characters who play a big role in the show. And then, obviously that... race diversity as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and there were, like, diverse personalities. There was a girl who was I always forget her name.
Is it Spinelli?
Spinelli. Yeah, the one who was kind of like a rebel, like outgoing, like a tomboy kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the toughest kid. By far. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was a girl, which was great when I think back on it. Yeah, I think that was definitely a big show. There was, what else? There was, like, Kim Possible.
Yeah, I watched Kim Possible.
There was, I'm, like, forgetting all my shows, though.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Life with Derek.
Oh, I didn't watch that one. Did you watch Drake and Josh?
I did, yeah. That was a big one. Drake and Josh was a good show. iCarly, when it kind of first came out.
I watched it, yeah.
I didn't watch when it kind of, like, got to its end. At that point, I was kind of, I got out of it.
Yeah, I think we missed the, like, we grew up before that show ended. Yeah,
yeah, we grew up, yeah, that's exactly how it was. We grew up before the show ended. Okay. What about movies?
Movies.
What was the first movie you saw in theaters?
Ooh, that's a good question.
If you asked me that question, I probably couldn't answer. I have no idea. I didn't keep track.
Yeah, I'm not oh, I remember. Okay, I remember... You brought up a memory that I have. We have a drive-in theater just out of town.
Oh, okay.
And
interesting.
I saw the Bee Movie.
Oh, I remember the Bee Movie. Theater. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
I didn't know who Jerry Seinfeld was at the time. Like, I was so young.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
No, I remember recently, you know, like, I was just kind of going through Netflix, and I saw the Bee Movie, and I saw, like, who was in that movie? Like, I don't remember. And then I saw Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, okay. I had no idea. I had no idea he played the Bee.
Yeah, me neither. I remember, looking back, I was watching, like, there's just some meme clip about that show. And I remember hearing his voice, and I was like, that's super familiar voice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that Jerry Seinfeld? And sure enough,
I think I remember Chris Rock was in it, though he played a really small role. He was, like, one of the bugs on the windshield. But he was easy to remember because Chris Rock just has, like, a unique voice. It's easier to catch and recognize when you hear his voice. And he's just very repetitive, which is kind of like his motif.
Do you remember any early movies? Seeing any early movies?
I think I was very Pokemon heavy and Digimon heavy at the time. Movies. I think the Disney movies probably. I'm sure if, like, there's, like, this store that me and my brothers kind of go to every now and then. It's called Willow Videos, which there used to be more. They're BC based.
Is it like Blockbuster?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like Blockbuster, where you go and you can rent movies and rent video games, but also buy them at the same time.
Yeah.
There used to be a lot of them. There used to be one in where I lived in, like, the Newton area, but then it shut down. So then we started going to another one. But then it reopened, but then it shut down again. And so then we started going to another one that was, like, in Guildford, but then that one shut down.
Oh, no.
And there's still one left. It's in Langley, and we're hoping that it stays open.
Yeah.
Because it's meaningful to us. And whenever we go, there's, like, so many, like, DVDs and whatnot. There's all, like, the old DVDs, like, old movies, and we always kind of go through them, like, oh, I remember this movie, and I remember this one, I remember watching this one, I remember you hated this one, or things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was in there, I could, like, totally pick out all the movies, but it's not, like, coming out, like, I don't think I can name them off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think Netflix has kind of killed not just, like, obviously Blockbuster and, like, movie rentals, but also, like, the experience of going to a, like, a video store and being, like, having, I don't know, like, you pick a movie usually based on, I don't know, I usually picked it based on the name or the cover. So if it was, like, Die Hard and you see, like, Bruce Willis on the cover, you're like, yeah, that's probably a good movie. Like, and like, video games as well. Like, I used to rent video games as a kid. So, like, that anticipation of bringing it home and, like, super excited to watch it or play it. I feel like we've lost that. We have that such instant demand now that it's, like, you're on Netflix and you almost have too many options and it's too easy to watch all. And you can't watch all of them, but you want to, so you do. And then, like, 3-4 hours later, you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah. Right? And so, then there's always the trailers that always kind of give it away. I always liked how when I picked up a movie, like, there was always, like, the description, but it wasn't as revealing as, like, a trailer. It was more exciting to see what would happen. But, you know, we all have critical thinking. And when we see, like, the trailer, you can kind of tell, like, how this story is going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always watch the trailer on Netflix. Yeah, you're right, though. Sometimes they do give it away.
And sometimes they're well done. And you can't even, like, stop the trailer. Like, when you come to the opening page of Netflix, it's just, like, that big kind of, what's it called? They have, like, that kind of spotlight at the top where it's just, like, something playing and it just immediately just plays the trailer.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, actually. Because you're just, you like, I don't want to watch this right now. And it just starts playing a trailer.
Then our streaming, which, well, this, I don't think you could probably answer this correctly or answer this accurately. But would you see, like, streaming services are really, like, popular in Saskatchewan or Saskatoon? Or do you feel like they're more, like, cable TV?
I think cable is doing strong still. I've tried to convince my parents to cut the cord for, like, a while. And they're pretty, they like it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate going home and watching, like, commercials. Like, ugh. The last thing I want to do is watch commercials. But I think streaming, like, among the younger crowd has definitely took off. Like, that's definitely, like, the way to consume music. I think that's just everywhere now, though. It's just it's so easy to, you know, hop on Spotify and instant search. Like I was saying, like, instant gratification for your every need nowadays. But there's still record stores, which is cool. The one record store was doubled as a head shop. I don't know if you know what a head shop is, but they just sell basically, like, pipes and bongs and things. And
pipes? What do you mean, like a pipe? Like a smoking pipe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For, like,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd go in there. I remember I went in there for the first time with my mom, and I was probably 13. And we're in Saskatchewan, no less, so pretty, like, conservative place. And we go in there, and there's just this, behind the desk, there's this huge shelf with, like, bongs and hookah pipes and all these things, and my mom was pretty overwhelmed, I remember. But I think I walked out of there with a Frank Zappa record, and it's one of my favorite records to this day, so pretty happy about that.
And you have a record player?
I do, yeah. I brought it out, actually have it here, and I brought a bunch of records as well. I don't use it enough, though. It's just hard when streaming's so convenient. Like, I'm guilty of it too, you know. Like, streaming's just so convenient, and unfortunately not everything's on streaming, and it's not the best for the artists. But the way I view it is, like, streaming's a great way to, like, find new music because it's so easy. But if you want to support that artist, go see a concert, buy a shirt, or buy, like, their album, a physical copy. That's the way I try to do it, because that way, you know, it's not like iTunes where you roll the dice, you buy an album, you hope it's good, and if it's not good, you just wasted, you know, $15. So I think that's the way to do it now. You get to choose who you support and for what reasons and whatnot. So I think that's kind of cool for on the listener side. On the musician side, it probably kind of sucks. But things are changing. Things are changing. I wouldn't be... Imagine if they had commercials in the middle of songs, eh?
Well, they do. Like, if you get Spotify, like, if you get it without, like, paying for it, there are commercials
in between. Yeah, 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 that's right.
I tried it for a little bit. I thought it was, like, the big thing. It felt like music would be really convenient that way, and I bet it is if you pay for it. And I used it for a little bit, but the commercials just annoyed me, and I found like I just it didn't work for me. It was like I have an iPod that I usually listen to my music. Well, I'm usually listening to the radio now. I'm keeping up with the news. It's a new. I used to just listen to music, but now I kind of got in the habit of the news, because they would like professors and students would bring things up in class, and I just wouldn't know. Like I knew about like Trans Mountain Pipeline and like the big kind of things, mm-hmm. but like the smaller incidents I didn't know too much about. And I just never watched the news growing up. It was never a big thing in my world. So I thought, you know, let's try it. Let's, like, keep up with the news for once. So I am, and it's kind of nice to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a two-sider because I just listen to one radio station, and that's one perspective. And they're only showing, like, certain headlines. Mm-hmm. And they might not necessarily be the headlines that are the most important or that I want to hear or that I, as a viewer, find compelling or interesting or, like, I need to know this. There are some that I feel like that I don't understand why they're on the news.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, you know, like things about restaurants. Like, not, like, contamination kind of stuff. More if there's, like, you know, like, they have this new menu or something like that. Like, something mundane like that. I don't get why that's on the news.
Yeah. What news source, like, what is it? CBC?
I believe it's CBC. That's usually because I can't on my iPod, I can't find like another one that's like news kind of based. Others are more like music and maybe here's some news. Here's what's 94.5? Like, they do like a lot of conversation pieces, like, oh, this but it's more focused on like celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this person sent out this tweet. What do we think about it? That kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah,
kind of like The View, but celebrity version.
Okay.
Something like that. Well, okay, let's get back to Saskatchewan, Saskatoon. What is, like, this is going to be a difficult question.
I'm ready.
How would you describe the shape of Saskatoon? Like, how big is it? Maybe relative to Vancouver? But also, like, how is it organized streetwise? Like, is there only one high school, one elementary school in town?
No.
There's multiple.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a school district? Is there, like, different, like, shopping centers?
Yeah. It's not that small.
Sorry. I'll speak that way.
It's hard. No, I don't blame you because
stereotypes.
It's hard to envision what a city of, you know, 250,000 people would even look like. Like, other than growing up in Saskatoon, that would just be what I assumed everywhere was like. But in terms of how the city's organized, well, the whole province, I would say, is a rectangle. It's like a nice, nature's most perfect shape. and the city is pretty badly laid out, unfortunately. We built a ring road like years and years and years ago before I was
born.
What
is a ring road? A roundabout?
Yeah. Okay. No. It's a big, like,
a road
freeway that,
around the city.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the planners built it far too small, and then they commercialized a big section of it. So now it's so slow to get around because there's lights and buildings and stuff when it should just be like a freeway where you can rip around the city on. So that's a little annoying, but other than that, I mean, it's not too bad. It's a lot of bridges. That's something cool. We're like, I think of 8 bridges now, 8 or 9. Like,
that's a lot of bridges.
Yeah.
When I think of, I have another friend who's from Saskatchewan. She's from another city, which is, she always says it's very small. Like, you could, like, it's incredibly small. It's called, what is it called? It's, oh my gosh, I should know this.
Moose Jaw?
No, it's called Savannah?
Shaunavon?
No, it starts with an S. It's Estevan. Okay.
Estevan. Okay, yeah. Estevan's pretty small.
Yeah. She's from there, and she always tells me, like, when she kind of describes Saskatchewan, or I ask her, she always says it's, like, flat.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, unlike BC, like, where you kind of look in every direction, there's, like, a mountain, there's trees, there's something kind of obstructing your view to see, like, 360 all around. She says, like, there it's, like, 360 you can see all around. Maybe there'll be, like, a house or something, but you can, like, see the sky on, like, the horizon every, the whole 360.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. And
I find that a little crazy or a little interesting, really? Because I grew up here in BC and it's just weird to not, it's just weird if there isn't like something there.
Yeah, no.
To kind of like block my view or not be able to not be able to see the sky touching like the ground is something I'm used to. And if I did, it would be weird.
No, I'm totally used to that. I mean, Estevan's in South Saskatchewan, I want to say, so it is a little bit more flat. Now, like, that's really where that whole joke about it being flat, mm-hmm. like, South Saskatchewan's, like, completely flat, to the point where, like, yeah, you'll stand out and you can see the horizon, like, flat in 360 degrees all around you, and it's kind of spooky almost because you realize like how big the earth is and how small mm-hmm. you are. I mean, here you have the mountains for that, but for us, it's just the immensity of being able to see like in all directions. And people say, oh, Saskatchewan's boring, there's nothing to see. And I say, no, there's lots to see.
I feel like it would creep me out a little bit, like almost like a haunted house maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I grew up with it, so yes. I'm pretty numb to it now.
Used to it. Adapted to it.
I feel like for most people, yeah, it would be kind of surprising. Because I feel like most mm-hmm. places, just in general, like, aren't that flat.
I feel like when we describe Canada, and I think we're all guilty of this. Even I'm guilty of this. We usually describe the southern part of Canada mm-hmm. because the northern part of Canada, even like in all of the provinces, the northern part of Canada is just less populated, and so there's less to talk about, less people have seen it, and so the major conversations about what we do know, which is more of the south mm-hmm. area.
Yeah, that's really interesting too. I bet most of our population lives within like what
We're near the border.
Like,
yeah. We're all near the border.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that is a good point. I wonder how somebody from Northern Canada would talk about Canada.
Yeah, that would be something else to another pretty interview.
Different. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. Yeah, I've never actually really been to Northern Canada. Like, none of the territories. The most north I've been is probably... Well, you can see the Northern Lights in Saskatoon if you drive over to the city in the winter, but
I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights.
They're beautiful.
I imagine they are.
Yeah, I don't want to like brag, but they're not disappointing. Like, if you ever see them, you'll be in awe. We used to get deep green Northern Lights, and I don't know, there's nothing like it.
I've always wanted to see it. Ever since I heard about it, I always thought that's like, if I had a bucket list, which I don't, but if I did, that would be the only thing on it, to see the Northern Lights at some point in my life.
I wouldn't go to Saskatoon for that.
Maybe the Yukon or the Northwest Territories.
White Horse.
Yellowknife up there. I've been to Northern BC. And it's a lot different from South BC because it's just, there's less people, it's less populated, and the towns are very small. Like, they're just, like, on the highway, driving on the highway that goes through the city, you could just see, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just driving through, you could see, like, the whole town.
Yeah.
Of course, you miss some of the details. I remember, I think I told this story to you maybe before, my journey to find the last bike.
Oh, I don't remember the story.
Okay, I talked about it on another episode, I think. I was researching the trip where we would go, and I was researching descriptions on like each town we would go into, and one of them gosh, I forgot its name already. One of them said that, like, this is the place where the last spike was put in. And I remember that from, like, history, so
okay, yeah,
social studies. You know that famous picture of all those white guys just hitting the last spike in into the ground with, I think, the workers were in it, too. And so I thought, I'm going to finally go see it. So I go, and it's just a very small town. And I couldn't find it in the end.
No?
There was, like, I kind of followed the directions I, like, printed out, but it wasn't there. And then I asked, like, a person, like a towns person, and asked them, like, do you know where the last spike is? They said, I don't know where it is, but there's this sign that, like, tells you where it is. So I went, and I found the sign. And then, like, near the sign or, like behind the sign, it was, like, this pathway up. I'm like, okay, that's probably where it is. So we went up, but it was just, like, a lookout kind of point.
Okay.
Like, two benches and kind of, like, a lookout point and nothing else.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, we go back to the sign. It says, like, I don't know, it says, like, 10, like, 5 kilometers ahead or something. So we keep driving, we keep driving, and I couldn't find it.
Really?
You'd think, like, for all of the other kind of spots we went to were just easy to find because they had, like, you know, like the government, you know, they had, like, all the signs in place, like, okay, 5 miles ahead at take on if you take a right turn you'll go da 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 da, and you know, as you would get closer, like, okay, 2 kilometers, okay, 1 kilometer, okay, now you turn. It was just, like, clear where you would go. For here, there was, like, no, like, official sign. Even that sign was, like, on a piece of wood. It was just like kind of nailed into a tree, I think. Yeah. It was just weird. You'd think, like, something, like, you learned in social studies, it was, like, such a big deal. Well, there would be, like, you know, some sort of official posting or something for it. But there wasn't. And I couldn't even find it.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is weird. Everybody can think about how weird that is as we go to this first song from the artist Flatbed. I can finally pronounce a bed. And the album, I can also pronounce it also. It's called Drug Mom. Track 4.
Σε κομμένα κακό, you never see me again.
Η μπόλα.
Oh,
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
The A's Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Okay, we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Neetu and this is
Dan.
Dan Miller. Why do I always say your last name?
Dan Miller.
I don't know.
You're not the only one, believe it or not.
Your name is just one of those names where you could say like your full name and it doesn't sound weird.
Yeah. Three syllables, I guess. Dan Miller.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
And what we were going to talk about next is I've sort of run out of topics, which you probably shouldn't say as an interviewer. It's just that I'm sure that there are so many things about Saskatoon and Saskatchewan that I haven't asked. But what I would like to touch more on is more about like the cultural differences and less about geography. Geographical differences are definitely important, but I would like to focus more on culture. What are some things that you learn in Saskatoon or your time growing up there that you think people in other provinces might not do,
yeah.
Or something that's part of the culture that's like really prominent there that maybe isn't prominent in other provinces and other places?
I think people, Saskatchewan is very outdoorsy, but in a very different way than BC is.
I feel like Canada's whole, like whenever I see like ad campaigns for like Canada, it's always about outdoors in some way. Though I have to say I'm not the most outdoors person. On like a daily basis, I'm not. But if like when it comes to a vacation, then I always want it to be like something outdoors.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I've never been camping. I've
never
been.
Great.
I've never been fishing. I've never done any of that kind of stuff. It maybe has to do with like my culture, like Indian culture. It's not something big within our culture. It's not like a cultural phenomenon. It's not something important to us as it is to maybe other communities. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why I kind of missed out. But I was always kind of interested in like my brothers have been camping.
I don't
think they enjoyed it that much.
No.
I'm not sure. They didn't like the bugs and whatnot.
Yeah. It depends. Like I feel like camping in BC would be a bit more challenging. I mean, I did camp on the island, and when it rains, it's
brutal. Sucks.
But back home. No, I've been camping like loads of times, and it's kind of a rite of passage, I'd say, like living in Saskatchewan. You go camping in the summer at the lake, like Lake Waskasu. You go camping, fishing. Yep, that's a big thing. BC's got good fishing as well, I've heard, but I haven't done it. I don't even know what kind of fish you'd catch here. Salmon
probably. Yeah,
in the rivers. I always want to go fly fishing. That's a big thing here. But other than, like, BC is very outdoorsy in a way that fits the environment. And same mm-hmm. with Saskatchewan. Like,
right.
BC is, like, very, like, let's go hiking and, like, let's go to the beach and go paddleboarding and things mm-hmm. like that. Or Saskatchewan's like, let's go fishing, ice fishing.
How excited is ice fishing? The stereotype is that it's just, you know, it's really boring.
It's so boring. I won't lie to you. Like, you go in there with your buddies, and it's freezing cold outside. So you're, like, all huddled real close, and you all got the same hole that you have your line in. And you're basically just, I mean, it's a cool bonding experience because mm-hmm. there's nothing else to do, so you just talk. And, wait.
I think that would be fun. I think that would be the fun part of fishing. Yeah. And then when you like get if you hopefully get a fish, then that would be like the climax or like really exciting and just like fuel the conversation.
Yeah, I never caught a fish. We sat there a long time, like a good 3 hours, I think, before we were like, okay, we're tired.
What about other versions of fishing? Have you caught like big fish before?
Not big fish. Like nothing you'd catch in the ocean or even in BC, I think, like Lake Kelowna's got some pretty huge fish. But, yeah, you know, like catch walleye, pickerel, you know, good 8, 9, 10 pounders. And, I mean, I never learned how to, like, gut them and fillet them. And I can cook them. Like, yeah, that's not so hard. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, a lot of people are against fishing. Not in Saskatchewan. No. I think most people are pretty okay with it or don't have an opinion on it. But coming out here, like, people are a lot more ecologically aware and, you know, aware of what they do, how that affects the world around them. And so, yeah, I don't know how to feel about fishing because I'm like from an ethical standpoint, I can see where like the conundrum comes in because you're like, you don't need this food. You're doing this kind of for sport, especially if you catch and release. Not a lot of people know, like if you catch a smaller fish, you can't really release. It's going to die. Like it doesn't make it. So that's kind of a bummer for sure. Mm.
Why is it that they die? Is it because like the hook kills them?
Well, not usually. Like if you really hook them, like if they really swallow it,
mm-hmm.
And you have to like pull it out. Yeah, it's not looking good for the fish at that point. But usually they're okay. Usually you can just hook them. Like it usually just gets stuck in their mouth. But if they swallow it, it's
over.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Yeah. You kind of have to keep that one. Mm-hmm. But from a culinary standpoint, I tell you, nothing tastes better than a fish you just pulled out of the water that you caught yourself.
And I'm the opposite. I don't really like fish personally. No? I just never got the taste for it. I don't know. My dad's a big really likes fish. Like mm-hmm. even now there's always fish in the house somewhere. It's usually downstairs, in, like, our secondary fridge down there.
Yeah.
It's hidden away. But, yeah, he's into some weird foods. It's, like, chicken hearts and fish something, fish tail, I don't know. Like, all these weird things.
Yeah. I've never had chicken heart before. I can't.
Neither have I, but I've seen it before. The clean version of it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. What are like the major foods in Saskatoon?
Oh, well, there's a very strong Ukrainian and German heritage in Saskatchewan. So, yeah, a lot of that kind of food. So, like, you got borscht. That's more of a Russian one and Polish one, but Polish is pretty big, too.
Eggnog, is that huge?
Oh, eggnog's huge. big time. Yeah, yeah. Only at Christmas, but yeah, big time. I love eggnog.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know there was such a German heritage in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's like Mennonites, which are like Amish people, but not quite as crazy. Mm-hmm. there's a lot of Mennonites in Saskatchewan. So big Mennonite.
Well, community. I didn't know about this. This is it shouldn't be as that surprising, though. Like, Canada's always portrayed as, like, multicultural.
Yeah.
But when it, like, when it lines, when it kind of, like, gives examples, like, okay, here are the examples of races, and this is, or ethnicities, and this is why we're multicultural, it's usually, like, the same ones. It's, like, white, Chinese, Asian, those kinds. And I've never, you don't hear, like, German and, like, Ukrainian that often.
No, yeah.
Through my experience.
Yeah.
Well, that's something lesser mentioned.
That's something I think is really interesting. And I was actually talking to my friend about that. Like, how, you know, Canada and Europe, our cultures are fairly different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we all, like, as white people, people are just like, oh, you know, white people, right? But there's such a diverse range of people underneath that term. Like, mm-hmm. people from different parts of the world, different cultures, totally different worldviews. And so, I don't know, I find it really interesting that, like, you could say white people and refer to such a vast group in such mm-hmm. a general way. But, yeah, no, Europe, I heard a story about why they didn't just leave Saskatchewan when they got there, because apparently it reminded them of home. Like, the farmers were like, oh, land is a lot similar to home, so we're just, like, we're good to just hunker down here and farm, till the land. They weren't smart enough to keep going
mm-hmm.
till they got here, or California, or wherever that may be, where it's pretty beautiful, although it's kind of gross out today, but, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, so I think that's why there's a lot of Ukrainians and Mennonites and things like that in Saskatchewan. And my dad grew up, it's pretty religious as well, but, like, you know, Judeo-Christian kind of situation. My dad's dad, so my grandpa, was a reverend for an Anglican church. And surprisingly, I'm not very religious. Like, you'd think. I was baptized, but, like, I don't remember that. You're a baby when they do that to you, so. Yeah, it's interesting to me that we don't really go to church, or we don't really celebrate religion that much. So I feel like that's kind of the trend, is what's trending towards. Like, in Saskatchewan, we have Catholic schools. Do they have Catholic schools in BC?
I have no idea, really.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of churches. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of different kinds of churches. There's, like, you know, Presbyterian, Catholic, Christian, all like the different ones. But I don't know if there's a school for it.
Yeah.
I think there is.
There might be private schools.
I think it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
There is one in Surrey.
Okay.
That I know of. There is one. But I don't know. I usually keep track of, like, the public schools more than I do.
Yeah,
because you don't really see, like, the private schools as, you know, you drive through Surrey. It's usually just, like, the public schools. But there's a lot of, like, religious places. There's a lot of churches. There's a lot of gurdwaras and mosques and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on every street, there's at least one.
Really?
Yeah. It's very... Yeah, there's a lot of religion in the streets of Surrey.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I haven't really been to Surrey much.
You might think about it.
Yeah, you should. What's something you learned growing up that I wouldn't know?
That you wouldn't know.
Because of Surrey.
Okay. Did you learn how to play Cops and Robbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you learn how to play Capture the Flag?
No.
Okay, there we go. Was trampolines a big thing?
Yes. Okay. Huge thing. Dodgeball on the trampoline.
It was a huge thing for me, too. Yeah. Though I never got a trampoline. I had, like, this deal with my parents. Like, when the next time we go to India and we come back, you have to get me a trampoline. Because I was, like, pushing for it. Because I really wanted one.
Yeah.
But they ultimately caved out. I didn't get my trampoline. Though I went, like, neighbors had it and friends had it, so, you know. It was probably a good thing we didn't, because then we don't have space for it in our backyard now. What would we do with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a childish dream. It was a childhood dream. I think you would, if you grew up in Surrey, you would know more about, like, my culture. You would know about more about the Punjabi culture and the Indian culture, definitely, because Surrey is... it's like an ethnic enclave of that culture. You would definitely know more about that. You would know about Vaisakhi and, Holi, and you probably know that one. That's the most commodified, the one where you, like, throw different colored powder at each other. I think I've told you about it before.
Yeah.
You always see it in movies because it's such, like, like, filming it is just such a cinematic. You can, like, do so much with, like, throwing powder. It's just very colorful and vibrant.
Yeah.
So I could show you, like, at least 3 songs that are, like, holy-based.
Yeah.
Very popular ones. Yeah, I think you would definitely know more about that culture. I feel like there's other things, but it's hard to, Are there a lot of sidewalks in Saskatoon?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
A decent amount.
I thought maybe not. I'm trying to, like, throwing it out. Are there a lot of roundabouts?
No, there are not.
Okay, there are not that many in there either.
Okay.
There's a few. There's, like, 3.
No, people panic in Saskatoon. If there's a roundabout, people panic. They don't know how to use them. So it's pretty funny. Here, you guys have roundabouts everywhere. You have them, like, intersecting just blocks,
there's
like,
at least,
suburb
like,
streets.
2. I think there's, like, 2 here at here near UBC.
Yeah, and they're huge and scary and intimidating. You're like, whoa.
In Surrey, I can only think of 1 roundabout. It's not too far from where I live. It's very small. It's just, like, in, like, a residential kind of area, so it's not... So, you know, when you come up to it, there's usually, like, no one else. So, you just go ahead.
Yeah, we had... Oh, that was so... And then you guys had the flashing green lights here, which confused the heck out of me when I got
here. Oh, right, for, like, the stoplights?
Yeah, I had no idea what that was. I think, do I stop?
Like, what it means is that... this is what I think it means. You stop at the light, and if there's, like, no one else there, then you go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
Though I'm not sure. I'm not completely sure about that. Okay. What else would I know that you wouldn't know? I know more about Indian food.
Yeah, likely. Big time.
What else? Huh. I'm sure that there's more. This is difficult. It's difficult to just kind of name it and know what the differences are.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. There's, goodness, this is difficult.
What about growing up? Is there any, like, stuff you feel like was specific to Surrey that got big and popular, like, just in Surrey?
Just in Surrey.
Like, any games or...
I think I'm not the person to ask.
No?
Because growing up, I was very, what's the word? I don't think it's antisocial, but I wasn't very social as a kid. I was just like, I was always with my brothers. I was always with my brothers and my brother's friends and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't really part of the social circles.
Yeah.
And that was on purpose. I didn't want to, I guess. But there was like Yu-Gi-Oh cards were a big thing at a time. Gel pens and glitter. This is more like elementary school kind of
stuff.
Did
you guys have
sports day? Did you have sports day?
Well, what was sports day?
Okay, you did have sports day. It was like a whole day where it was just like sports and different activities. Okay. Like your class was separated into like different teams, like based on color, like red team, blue team, green team, whatever. And then you would go to like the whole field, the huge field. Okay, this is another thing. Elementary schools and high schools, they always have like playgrounds and whatnot, and it's always separated between like grass and gravel.
Grass and gravel.
Huh. It's always grass and gravel. Was that like a norm too?
No, just grass.
Ours was always grass and gravel.
Really?
Always. Every single school you go to in Surrey, and maybe even Vancouver, yeah. It's always grass and gravel.
Grass and gravel.
Always.
Weird.
There's always grass on one side, and there's gravel on the other side.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Always.
Well, I think one thing that you guys don't have, and I think you would love this, you'd miss it as much as I do, that I'm gone now, is outdoor rinks. Outdoor rinks.
I would love to go to outdoor rinks.
Because it's snowing, and it's all pretty, and like you're out there skating around, and like I usually take my hockey stick so I can shoot pucks, and I miss that. I miss having my toes freeze off, and you know, have my nose all red because it's cold outside, and yeah, and the hand warmers, shoving those in your gloves. Mm. Yeah, you guys don't have that here. Feel bad for you guys. it's pretty
awesome. Have it less so here, and that is unfortunately the end of the show.
Aww.
And I was thinking this would be the last show.
Aww.
But now I'm not so sure. Now I feel like there's more to discuss. I feel like there's always more to know. There's so much more I know that I can know about Saskatchewan and Saskatoon, but it has to fit. The show is about social observations, and it needs to fit under that umbrella. But at the same time, I don't know what questions I can ask you other than besides the one of I have already asked you to bring out everything I don't know yet.
Well, I hope you got a pretty good picture
of
what Saskatchewan's like.
I think I have a picture of it.
Yeah. Yes. You should check it out sometime.
But you know, yes, I should. Well, you should, but you know, you don't completely understand it until you go there.
No.
Like you can read all about it you want. You can read everything you want about it, but you won't know until you go and experience it yourself. We have to end the show here. And you have to name the show. You have to do it quick because the next show is Goody, and the host of that show deserves to have their show played on time.
Oh gosh!
So come on! Oh gosh! I'm putting you under a lot of pressure here.
Saskatchewan things. Saskatchewan chat. Is that pretty good? Saskatchewan chat.
Saskatchewan.
I don't even know how you would spell.
Well, I'll figure it out. Okay, so that is the end of the show, and I'll leave you with this last song from. Gosh, Amatron versus Submerged, track 2.
This is an Amber Alert. Please listen carefully.